Our scripture reading continues in the book of James. We come to James chapter 1, 19 to 27, finding this on page number 1289 in the Pew Bible. Now, remember, James is wisdom literature, and because he's speaking in precepts, people will sometimes accuse him of being a legalist. And you'll see passage verses like, look at verse 27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God is to visit orphans and widows. And some people will say, see, it's not about faith in Christ, it's about doing good. That is not what James is saying. He's drawing out the implications of union with Christ through faith and what is true religion as we see it. Now, his key principle here is verse 22. Be doers, not merely hearers of the word. And he uses an analogy to a man who looks in a mirror, and evidently there's spots on his face, or maybe he's got food in his teeth, something like that. I don't want to give you gross images, but James is doing that. And if he just walks away like he didn't see anything, there was no point looking at it in the first place. We are to read the Bible as those who are not treating it as some abstract religion. But real truth about us, real truth about God, about life, and is to be put into practice. Now, he has two main categories here, the inward and the outward. And he begins with the problem of anger, impatience, be slow to speak, slow to anger, good advice for almost all of us. And he talks about the need to restrain inward passions, particularly that are harmful to others, with the word of God, which will save us. But then he also talks about outward results, and that's where he talks about true religion that's pure and undefiled. It's not just sitting around thinking about doing good deeds. It's doing the good deeds. And he's giving representative items here. He's not saying these are the only things that constitute it, but doing good, visiting the sick, going to help out widows and orphans, practically meeting the needs God needs. God has loved you. Love others. We are to be doers, not hearing the word. Now, he makes one statement I think is very helpfully provocative. He describes in verse 25 the law as the law of liberty. And that's a counterintuitive thing until we grow in our faith. I think most new believers think the law of God is oppressive. You mean I have to change? You mean I can't be myself? I'm not free to be myself? No, you're free to be who God wants you to be. You're free to be what you should be. You're free to have the blessings that come from loving God and loving others. The law is the way of love. And the more and more we read the scriptures and say, I'm going to imbibe this, I'm going to embrace it in a living way, you're not being shackled. You're being set free. It's the law of liberty. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. James writes, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. While the grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.